We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis chatting here today with Mitzi Richards, board member, and James Fulagar, event committee member with the Keats and Eats celebration coming up here and dart tournament. That's Friday, February 7th, Saturday, February 8th is when the dart tournament takes place. It's the third annual event, and I know our very own Dave Lewis is going to be participating in this as well.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, very much. You're gonna do the photo booth, right?
I have a photo booth. I call it the e-photo stand, and just fun photo booth opportunity so people can get together in front of a camera and have a little keepsake. It's an electronic type of photo booth where it texts the photos to those that are participating. So it's a neat deal, and that way they can share it on social media, and you can help promote your event even more so.
Thank you, Dave. You're so grateful for your participation.
Happy to do
it. It'll be fun.
We also will have a local photographer, Luke Townsend, who will be snapping shots of the all the good times that are happening at both events.
Very good. Well, and we talked about just how great of a night this is going to be here. And I understand there's some other aspects to the whole celebration here involving some sort of a Caddyshack party.
The Caddyshack party. That's one of the auction items. Pat and Rita Keating will be hosting that at their home that sits at a beautiful spot at Colbert Hills Golf Course. But that Caddyshack party, tell me more about it, James. I know a few things.
Yeah, so Pat and Rita will put it on. They're probably the best hosts in town. And, you know, Pat has a few tricks up his sleeves. So it'll just be themed around the iconic movie, and fun will be had by all. We encourage dressing up to this party, and I think it can hold up to, you know, as many people as you want to bring. Obviously, not the whole football team or anything like that, but within reason. And as I said, Pat and Rita, they're hosting it, so you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, I can imagine the costumes. I can imagine the fun. When the sun goes down at Pat and Rita Keating's house, fun is had by all.
Fun is had by all. It overlooks, I think, the 16th hole. Yeah. And we've had some very, very memorable memories around those sunsets. Daniel loved to have us over for a little happy hour to watch the sunset over there. And we used to have just tons of countless memories at that spot.
So that will be a live auction item.
That will be a live auction item.
So a couple of folks might want to go think about going in together on that and hosting that together.
Absolutely.
And we would drive that dollar amount up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll also have the Manhattan Trolley. Scott Sieben has volunteered his efforts, and we'll have a moving evening night of different houses and different entrees that the trolley will transport a group to as well on that live auction.
Okay, super. Well, and we were talking a little bit here during the break, Mitzi, about some of the ways the money is, funds some things here in the area, and one of those is the teen center at the House Cafe.
Yes, that is. We are in the second year of funding the teen center at the House Cafe, and it's really incredible work that they're doing. In the community of Ogden, it is a place where teens come. I think we funded some remodeling of a new space for them, so it's even expanded. And, you know, the things I've learned that happen inside that space are incredible. Young people come there not only to work in the coffee shop, where they have actually they come in and they start out sweeping the floors, then they move up to working behind the counter, all the way up to barista. And many of those young people, I just learned yesterday from Quinn, that these young kids are now getting jobs in the community. So they are learning how to come on time, work hard, and that's all volunteer. So that work ethic and that experience is really helping those students. It's also a place where they can come when they need tutoring, when they need help with applications for college. Quinn told me yesterday that they're just now scholarshiping, because of the funding from the Daniel Keating Foundation, their first student. They also have a great program with our area technical college, where they have an instructor come and help students there at the Ogden Teen Center. So it's hard for me to put into words the impact it's having on these young people's lives. It's incredible work. So the Daniel Keating Foundation, we're really there to raise the money, pass it on to those good people doing this good work and making a difference in those young people's lives.
Yeah, it sounds to me like, you know, a lot of these kids without that kind of support here, there's no telling what other different avenues they might be able to take here, but they're able to turn their life around and establish themselves pretty well.
Absolutely.
You know, Quinn and Chris Jacobs are the heart and soul and backbone and blood, sweat, and tears behind all this. I can't say enough how much we appreciate the work that they do, the vision that they've had for the community of Ogden, and their deep commitment.
All right. Well, I know that you have a number of grants that you provide to organizations. Let's talk about how someone can apply for that.
Apply on the website. That's really important. Shout out to Joe Bruner, who is the chair of our grants committee. Mrs. Bruner is an exceptional lady here in Manhattan, a deep commitment to the community, hard worker, and she manages that process. But that's the place to start.
Okay.
And we really want to give back to the, you know, most vulnerable populations and really just help grow Manhattan and help those that aren't as successful to be successful. That's really what Daniel Keating is all about. He just wants to uplift everyone and make everyone's life that much better.
All right. And there's a lot of good information on the website here, and that's Daniel Keating Charitable Foundation.com. And you can learn a lot about there. Of course, this event coming up here on February 7th at the Wareham Opera House is going to be a great event. You said it's the third year for this event. Do people need to register ahead of time to be a part of this, or is there anything like that?
You can't. We encourage that, but you will be able to get tickets at the door for the event for Friday. Unfortunately, just because we want to keep it as controlled as possible for the dart tournament, you'll need to sign up prior. If you want to come down and watch and be a fan, a cheerleader, whatever you want to look at it for the dart tournament on that Saturday, the more the merrier. But you will have to register before the dart tournament.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it sounds like a great event. Again, it's the third annual Keats and Eats and dart tournament. The Rat Tucky Derby sounds like maybe the highlight of the whole thing, which I'd be interested. Do you guys put anything on social media about that, or pictures, video?
We do. It's right there. The Daniel Keating Foundation, if you just search for it on Facebook, you'll see it. And yeah, there'll be plenty of pictures and lots of happy faces you'll see.
All right. And of course, the end goal here is providing as you mentioned, funding for children in crisis, uplifting young people in our communities. And what a great mission here. You said the foundation is not only Manhattan, but also in Kansas City. So you have a number of events that you do across the whole region here, it sounds like.
We do. We kind of split our efforts fundraising between the two cities, but we work collaboratively between the two as well. We see the Kansas City, our Kansas City donors in Manhattan and our Manhattan donors in Kansas City. It's one big family. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff. And that's because he spent part of his professional life in Kansas City, correct?
He did a lot of adulting in Kansas City, for sure.
Okay. Well, again, this is all in the memory of Daniel Keating. The third annual event, Friday, February 7th, Saturday, February 8th, is when the dart tournament is. Anything else we should know?
Corrections? A little bit about corrections?
So just to touch base a little bit more about that police protective custody, I'm a social worker by trade, so I see this directly within our community. And a sad reality is that there are times when parents are unable to tend for their children, in which case when they're in immediate risk or there's an immediate safety concern, police have to intervene. And they put the children in temporary custody in their own custody. And when that happens, it happens very quick. And a lot of times those already scared, vulnerable, sad children have nothing. They're put to a place that they don't know anyone. And what the Daniel Keating Foundation has been able to provide is some level of comfort. They give them blankets. They give them toys. They give them a backpack. They give them things just to let them know that they're not alone in that very lonely time. And it just makes the world a difference, because instead of them having to put a bunch of stuff in a trash bag or whatever limited resource they have, the Daniel Keating Foundation provides them a nice backpack, clothes, toothbrush, those things that we kind of take for granted that you don't realize when you lose everything you need. And the Daniel Keating Foundation has stepped up and provided those at-risk children just some sort of comfort during that very, very traumatic time.
Wonderful. Well, if people want to volunteer, maybe they want to donate, you know, items like that that you guys give back, how can they do that?
Look on the website. You can contact through the website. You can contact any of the one who's on the board. You can contact the Keatings directly. They're very hands-on through this process. Again, we don't want to create any barriers to help vulnerable populations succeed. So any way you want to, but the best point of contact would be the website, the Daniel Keating Charitable Foundation website.
Okay. And Daniel Keating charitablefoundation.com. That's the website to look up here. I have it pulled up right now, and we'll share this on our social media page later today as well. All right. Well, appreciate you guys coming on. This sounds like a great event, February 7th at the Wareham Opera House. Mitzi Richards and James Folagar, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus continuing after this on News Radio KMAN.